heaviness, and utterly consumed with sharp distress. For all things else have rest and weariness. All things have rest. Why should we toil along? We only quarrel. We are the first of things and make perpetual moan. Still from one sorrow to another throne. Nor ever fold our wings and cease from wandering, nor cease our brows from slumber told long. Nor hearken what the inner spirit sings. This is no joy but calm. Why should we only toil with rough and crown of things? Opposition. What grace may lie within the chill, a flavor frozen fast and scorn? When goods are freeze, we call it ill. This rosy time is glazed born. The house and the brain. I strove to speak. My voice utterly failed me. I could only think to myself, is this fear? It is not fear. I strove to rise and then I felt as weighed down by an irresistible force. Indeed, my impression was that of an immense and overwhelming power opposed to my volition. That sense of utter inadequacy to cope with the force beyond man, which one may feel physically in a storm at sea, in a conflagration, or when confronting some terrible wild beast, or weather, perhaps, the shark of the ocean. I felt morally. Opposed to my will was another will, as far superior to its strength as storm, fire, and shark are superior material force to the force of man. And now, as this impression grew on me, now came at last horror, horror to a degree that no words can convey. Still I retained pride, if not courage. And in my own mind I said, this is horror, but it's not fear, lest I fear I cannot be harmed. My reason rejects this thing. It is an illusion I do not fear. With a violent effort, I succeeded at last in stretching out my hand toward the weapon on the table. As I did so, on the arm and shoulder, I received a strange shock. And my arm fell to my side powerless. And now, to add to my horror, the light began slowly to wane from the candles. They were not, as it were, extinguished, but their flames seemed very gradually withdrawn. It was the same with the fire. The light was exact with the fuel. In a few minutes, the room was in utter darkness. The dread that came over me to be dusk in the dark with that dark thing, whose power was so intensely felt, brought a reaction of nerve. In fact, terror had reached that climax, that either my senses must have deserted me, or I must have burst through the spell. I did burst through it. I found voice. Through the voice was a screech, song of myself. The orchestra whirls me wider than Uranus flies. It wrenches such artists from me, I did not know I possessed them. It sails me, I dabble bare feet. They are licked by the indulgent waves. I am cut by bitter and angry hell. I lose my breath. Steep amid honey morphine, my windpipe throttled in fake of death. And limp, let up again to fill the puzzle of puzzles, and then that we call being. Ode to a nightingale. Thou wast not born for death, immortal bird. No hungry generation bred thee down. The voice I hear this passing night was heard in ancient days by emperor and clown. Perhaps the self-same song that found a path to the sad heart of Ruth, then sick for home. She stood in tears amid the alien corn. The same that oft-times taught charm magic castles opened on the form of frail sea. Very lands forlorn. The very word is like a bell to toll me back from thee to my soul self. Adieu. The fancy cannot cheat so well as she is famed to do, deceiving him. Adul, Adul, thy plaintive anthem fades past the near meadows over still streams, up the hillside, and now tis buried deep. In the next valley glades, was it a vision or a waking dream? Clear that music. Do I wake or sleep? I was lately taken by a friend with whom I was staying in the country to a garden party. The day was hot, and I was uncomfortably dressed. I found myself first in a hot room where the host and hostess were engaged in what is called receiving. A stream of pale, perspiring people moved slowly through, some of them frankly miserable, some with an air of false geniality, which deceived no one, written upon their faces. So pleasant to see so many friends. What a delightful day you have for your party. Such ineptitudes for the current corner of the market. I passed on into another room where refreshment of a nature that I did not want was sadly accepted. And I passed out into the open air. The garden was disagreeably crowded. There was a din of doubtful talk as well sadly there. The sun beat down dizzily on my screaming brow. I joined group after group where the conversation was all of the same easy and stimulating character until I felt sick and faint with the maze of heat and sound in which my life seemed turning. I got away, dizzy, unstrung, and fit for life with that terrible sense of fatigue unaccomplished by the host and tiredness. There comes a steady and hot buzzing pacing. As I went away, I pondered sadly.
And the space between the two windows.
I love it. I love it. Do you feel that it's coming?
Yeah.
That's what I want. So what happened, Laurie dear, was even the shape of your mouth changed. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Before, your mouth was like this. Now your upper lip is, there's a little bit of teeth showing. Mm-hmm. The upper lip is rounded. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it included releasing in the lip and in the lip corners. Mm-hmm. When you go back to reading it, I'd like you to try and take another paragraph and start there. Mm-hmm. And all I want you to do is think, take the image of just plunging into water and just go, if the words are, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean, all the passengers were so and so. Do you feel my plunging into the water? Mm-hmm. Do it.
He unbuttoned his pajamas, displaying a hard, darkish chest curved like a shield, and the whites of his dark eyes, his teeth, and the pearls of the necklace gleamed in the olive oil glossy glow of the
moon. Okay, stop. So, you are being convinced, aren't you? I mean, by next week it'll tighten up again, and we'll convince you again. But do you begin to believe, I mean, really emotionally believe, that the mind wasn't necessary in reading that sentence? That it did its part?
I was amazed, in a sense, that while I was reading it, the mind wasn't analyzing as it was going along, but yet it was still understanding.
It was understanding. It was doing...
That's a hard thing. That's something that I think everyone's brought up. Because, you know, you have to really read each word as you go. And
absolutely.
Use your mind. You don't really need to.
Good. So that's really the point of this part of the lesson. Mm-hmm. Was that, in the past, the mind has been 95% mind and 5% body, or 5% tongue, right? Or 2% tongue and 1% breath and 1% the... Now we're saying, wait a minute, that's an improper balance. That's an imbalance in effort. Mm-hmm. So let's say we want the mind to be one-third, and we want the tongue to be one-third, and the breath to be one-third, huh? So then there becomes a beautiful balance. Mm-hmm. Try it. See, so the mind is there, but it's just not overdoing it. Mm-hmm. Try it.
The young man, motionless in front of his image, laughed softly to himself. Yes, yes, I heard you.
Okay.
I know you so well.
That's coming nicely. Now we've got to add breath to it. All right, look. in singing. I mean, how did I learn about the breath? I learned it through my singing teacher. So we know in singing how to let the air come down, right, to fill, and then how, and tell me whether you see it the way I see it. The air comes into the body, it fills into the lungs, really, and then it sort of floats back to the word, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? So it's like this, the air, right? Mm-hmm. She sells seashells, she sings pretty songs, right? So it's like a Mobius strip, you know, that never-ending strip. Mm-hmm. It just sort of comes in and goes out. I would like that to happen before you start reading, and then I would like you to take a natural break in the reading, like at the comma, mm-hmm. for example, and let the air come in, take your time, let it move by itself up to the word, and then begin again. So watch this. My hands will really do what the breath does. The ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise. The passengers were very rich. That was really well done, by the way. Did you feel that it was an absolutely ongoing cycling, right? Mm-hmm. The important thing I wanted to be sure to say was, do you remember I started and then I stopped mm-hmm. again? I started to take a breath. No good. That's tension, all right? So I stopped and let a breath come in. Watch this. Did you feel it? Mm-hmm. I let myself... I needed the breath, and it came. It came in. Mm-hmm. And I allowed it to come in fully. But I didn't do this.
Yeah.
I didn't do a deliberate breath-taking, because that doesn't work, somehow.
I think that could be one of the problems for a lot of singers.
Yes.
It's because you're forced to, you know, there's a lot of gasping, and there's a lot of, you know, quick, gotta get a quick breath in, you know, and instead of allowing it to naturally fill up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the tension in the shoulders, the tension in the back, the neck, all that gets in the way of a nice breath just coming in and then going out.
That's it. And that's what almost I would want if I were a singer, you know, who really had to get that lovely legato thing and had, you know, a very quick, you know, space between mm-hmm. the end of this one and the beginning of this long phrase. Mm-hmm. I would somehow practice, you know, have somebody play the piano, and all I would do would be to come to the end and somehow learn how to get this total breath and be ready on that very next note.
Mm-hmm.
It can be practiced. You can, as a swimmer, can teach the body to swim faster than speed, you know, the speed of light, or a runner can beat the next guy. Whatever, you can sprint, you can hurl, you can, you know, do a javelin throw, you can throw yourself over that big box. Everything the body can learn, so the body can learn to take an exquisitely soft breath
mm-hmm.
in between two very long phrases mm-hmm. that come very quickly one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
One can learn this. That's what I would learn as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was missing in the lesson, in the reading, was... I want the breath to really be allowed to enter. I want the sentence to go at the natural place. I want the breath to enter again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to speak.
Okay.
So that's what's missing now, is breath. Go ahead.
The young man, motionless in front of his image, laughed softly to himself. Yes,
I
heard
you. See, laughed softly to himself. I think there should have been that gentle allowing the breath to enter. Yes, yes, I heard you, he said. Okay? Now, what you did was you got scared.
Mm-hmm.
And you got confused. So you went,
laughed softly to himself.
Let me show you what you did with your body. You went, laughed softly to himself. Yes, yes. Feel it?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the purposes of feeling what happens when it does, take as long as is necessary. Let me show you this. Laughed softly to himself. Yes, yes. See how long it took me to let it happen?
Mm-hmm.
do that for yourself. As long as you can sense what I'm talking about, in time, that will be the shortest. You won't need much time.
Yeah.
Try it. Now, when you do this with a hand, I like you to do that because it reinforces, you know, what the mind is trying to understand. But what you were doing that time, Lori, was not a really reinforcing. It was a kind of mechanical thing. You were going, but everything was tight in here. No, really know what you're doing if you're using your hand. Watch this. Yes. Did you see the hand and the breath were really together? Mm-hmm. The hand was telling the breath what to do, the breath was telling the hand what to do. Mm-hmm. That's when you use it. So don't use that now. Just think about the breath.
The young man, motionless in front of his image, laughed softly to himself. Yes, yes, I heard you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Did you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
That's good work. Mm-hmm. Did you? And I could actually see the breath move and find its way back to the word. And you
have to allow it to take the time.
It's exactly.
It's interesting.
That was beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you just do that once more, and then we'll pick up in the next lesson from this point. Go ahead.
I know you so well, you're terrible.
No, do the same sentence again.
Oh, okay.
No, don't straighten up. Relax. Yeah. Did you notice? You prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
The young man, motionless in front of his image, laughed softly to himself. Yes, yes, I heard you.
Okay. Lori, this time you were just a little too conscientious. Isn't that interesting? Here we learn something. We love learning it. Mm-hmm. And the next thing we know, we're doing it wrong. That's why shouldn't I laugh? I suck it. Why shouldn't I laugh? I earned it. I've gone through that for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? So you overdid it, mm-hmm. didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to. I mean, this has been a lesson in giving up the good thing that you learned.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be so pure when I get through with you. That's it for today. And we'll continue it next time. Swell.
Do you want the book back?
Sure I do. Okay. So, see you next week at this
yes.
time?
Yes. I need to tell you, I told you before that I'm in 2 author workshops now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What they do at UCLA is and I think it's going to be great, Monday nights, it's a diction class. Foreign language diction class, and Wednesday nights it's like an audition technique class,
mm-hmm.
and a movement class.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then the coachings are on the outside, like you uh-huh. know, during your free uh-huh. time. So if they do post me for a coaching session on a scene or something,
mm-hmm.
like on a Thursday afternoon,
yeah.
I'll let you know as soon as possible.
Yes, so we can work on it. I'll tell you, in one way I might be wrong by saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be careful of the instruction you
mm-hmm.
get.
Yeah.
It may not be, you know, good instruction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to be in the workshop. I want you to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's be sure that you and I, in the movement, you know, I have to go to a movement person to learn movement, but I go to the best.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't have the best.
Mm-hmm.
This
is a young guy that has had a lot of modern dance. And the things that he had us do last night are all working with constriction in the stomach
yeah.
and doing, well, I can show you
yeah.
real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Your honors that we have to constrict.
Yeah, I know that.
And come
yeah.
all the way up, and then you end up doing things like
yeah.
this, you know, and it's really hard on the back
yes,
and on the stomach
is.
If you're not strong.
It's, yeah. Look, Let's think of it as just modern dance. I mean, because you have to take it, you know, otherwise you won't be able to take the workshop. But be careful. It could be doing, I mean, young instructors don't really know. And he could be, he won't undo what we're doing, which is beautiful, you know, because we're aware of it. See, just, we have to be careful. Like, as you say, you know, all that contraction is hardly the thing that we need for you, in a sense.
I don't believe it's the true posture or the true way for a singer anyway.
I don't either. See, I don't want to say too much. You know, say, be careful, I don't trust your other teachers. But but I don't. That's all there is to it. So be careful. Do it. Go your own pace. You don't have to end up as a modern dancer.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, and if it gives you, I don't know what. Now, what are they going to teach you? Diction. Be careful, once again, not to, they'll get you to over-talk. But you just remember our lessons. These are things you will always be coming up against. Directors who, not knowing any better, will ask you to do something that isn't the best thing. That's okay. We'll know how to protect you. And I don't mean for us to be paranoid, because there are people out there who know what they're doing. You know, there are great, there's greatness out there. But we don't always meet up with them. We generally meet up with the second raters.
This woman is, she's a good, she looks like a very good diction teacher. She knows what sound she wants, but I'm sure she will let the students do whatever they have to do, tension and everything else,
to get
the sound that she wants.
Exactly.
And what she's interested in is getting you to sound very German or very French or very Italian rather than, you know. So it's going to cause tension in the mouth and in the tongue to get the sound that she wants.
All right, so you'll be careful of that. While she, do what she wants, but be sure that you do the right things.
Yes.
Even though it takes you a little longer.
Yeah.
Okay? And then who's the other? They're going to teach you acting or?
Audition techniques.
Audition techniques. Well, we'll see when that comes up. Please ask me questions. If somebody says, do it this way, check it out with me.
Okay.
Just so that we know that, yes, that's a great idea. You know, for all I know, I'll rip it off. And say, why not? I'll take that too. I'll use that too. But probably I won't. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. So, but let, for the most part, be sure that the coaching, you know, starts from what we understand. They have too many, they don't use their best people in opera workshops. You know?
I think John Hall, the main man, is very good. He seems to be a good director. I saw his console last year. They did the console, and it was very good.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, I'm interested in working with him.